Setting students up for success and counting every move for communication. I've been working with a student and his team. They've moved successfully, albeit slowly, through using the tools below. At some point a few years ago, this student was evaluated and deemed to be a candidate for a dedicated speech generating device with iGaze. Very expensive, but a key part of a communication system for the right person. His team, student, parents, teachers, SLP, OT, PT, and support staff, was keen to make his SGD work for him. The student has cerebral palsy that reduces limb movement and accuracy. So much time had been invested, and after all, this solution was expensive. Why change? This can be awkward. How do you bring up the topic of a significant change to access and trajectory of the student's goal/language programming? Two things. The iGaze never really worked as well as expected, and the student became increasingly frustrated, often abandoning the device. iGaze could be revisited, but it was as important to recognize that it was not working. Time to think about the S for student, his M moves, his C clicks, and his C chats. More about that later. Head control/calibration were hurdles interfering with access. Using the tools mentioned below, this student demonstrated enough consistent and accurate movement to control switches with his head and hand for scanning. His language setup was changed, core scanner on an Accent 1400, to work more efficiently with two switch scanning, i.e., he presses one switch to move through icons and the other switch to select his word. He is reportedly thrilled with his new access method. He smiles more and enjoys communicating, often producing spontaneous sentences. First of all, you must gather data. If you don't have data, it's just your opinion. I sometimes hear that students inconsistently respond to stimuli or questions. It depends on how they are feeling. If they're in the right mood, they are stubborn, etc. Maybe. Perhaps we've not presented motivating stimuli, observed the tiniest of responses, offered the most appropriate access method, or given the student adequate wait time. SET is an acronym for Student, Environments, Tasks, and Tools created by Joy Zabala. It is a free resource. Although the letters form a memorable word, they are not intended to imply an order other than that the student environments and tasks should be fully explored before tools are considered or selected. Some people have tried to explore the first three separately and in order. However, that is nearly impossible because the first three are closely linked. The SET framework is so important, it's at the heart of our process for the Patton's AAC consultation request form. Another important tool to set the groundwork is the Every Move Counts, Clicks, and Chats sensory-based approach. It is available to borrow from the Patton's Project Lending Library. EMC is a sensory-based communication program. It is based on the idea that everyone communicates in some way. The Counts assessment explores sensory, communication, and symbols. The seven sensory areas, vestibular, proprioceptive, tactile, visual, auditory, olfactory, and gustatory. The Clicks assessment looks for purposeful switch use. The Chats assessment is used to collect communication skills. It states that, quote, assessment results are seldom final. Needs, abilities, and environmental demands change over time. A third tool useful for setting students up for success is to establish a baseline for communication skills and determine goals. The Communication Matrix is an online questionnaire tool for anyone in the early stages of communication. The first five assessments are free. Communication is more than just receptive and expressive. Students also need methods to refuse, obtain items, socialize, and gather or share information. These functions of communication can be measured and quantified by using the Communication Matrix. Hand in hand with these pieces is understanding the absolute need for flexibility, continuous learning, and ongoing assessment with students. It is a fluid process that can and should be revisited periodically as the student changes, technology changes, or when things stop working as well as they had in the past. Set your students up for success. Use the SET, EMC, and Communication Matrix to better understand the student, environment, tasks, needs, sensory responses, accessibilities, and communication skills. Then consider the T, tools, to empower your students and goals for success. If the tools don't seem to be working, collect data and try something else. If you'd like to learn more, check the Patents Project Training Calendar or reach out to a Patents Project Specialist for more information. The Patents Project Tech Expo is fast approaching, Thursday, April 15th, 2021. It's free. Get registered. Additional resources, Setting Up Successful AAC Use, an article by Lauren Kravitz Bonnet, PhD, CCCSLP, The Dynamic AAC Goals Grid, DAG 2, and Symbol Assessment.